This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Joa.
We've been talking about the Georgia Guidestones. They were apparently bombed on the 6th, so yesterday morning, like 3 in the morning or something like that.
Yeah.
There was some kind of damage done by an explosion. There's video footage of that happening in the middle of the night. And they took down, I guess, that bomb took down at least one of the Guidestones four of them, I think, that they had up?
It's, so there's four and then it has like a top stone.
So the damage that was done was used as the reason to take the whole thing down. They said that, you know, it's now a danger or whatever to any visitors, that kind of thing. So they've demolished.
As if it wasn't before. It wasn't a danger.
Well, the ideas were dangerous.
Yeah.
This is a structure that has been in place since 1980, and it's ultimately still a mystery. It's a bit of a shrouded mystery as to who it was that actually was behind the Georgia Guidestones. Some believe that it was some kind of like a secret society, like the Rosicrucians, apparently. And I don't know a whole lot about them, but
I don't know a whole lot about them either. I looked it up, and they started in the 17th century, not the 18th century, like I said, but in Europe. And I've read most of the Rosicrucian Cosmo Conception, which is a really beautiful, awesome book that is mostly just about like their spiritual beliefs. It's kind of like, it reminds me of Kabbalah. Like, there are other dimensions of spirituality that people can access, or not spirituality, dimensions of the, like, the earth, like, feelings have their own dimensions, stuff like that. So it didn't have anything evil in it that I've gotten to, but any of those old societies can be, like, the actual knowledge can be occulted. And there can be front men that kind of hide behind it and do bad things. I really think that that's what a lot of the Freemasons do. Their actual beliefs are kind of beautiful and cool if you get into it.
Yeah, well, to be a better man and that sort of thing.
Right. And that's one of the problems with groups that have purportedly good beliefs at their core. They don't manifest into good when they're put into action, which there's some sort of a disconnect there. So
it's the whole concept of owning power, and then when you own power, you're always going to abuse it.
Yes.
You know, that sort of thing.
Of course. But that's the thing. These people don't see that. They, like, you look through this list of the things that the people behind the Georgia Guidestones believed in, and there's good-sounding stuff, like avoid petty laws and useless officials, and prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. When you hear people like that, and you'll hear a lot of that stuff in like the New Age religious movement, and even the Christians purportedly believe in forgiveness and love, but then they go to war and things like that.
Well, this puts a little bit of thought into it, too, and what languages they actually used.
Okay.
Okay, so they used Babylonian and
Babylon.
Classical Greek.
You talking about the actual Georgia Guidestones?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Sanskrit. Did I say it? Sanskrit?
Sanskrit, maybe.
And ancient Egyptian, so hieroglyphic.
Wow. Interesting. I'm not seeing any of those on the list here on Wikipedia, so I wonder where that misinformation, which one of these is the false list, or if they're just
Do you have a different list of languages?
Fully included. This one says English, Spanish, Swahili, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, traditional Chinese, and Russian.
Well, I'm sure there are pictures.
Claims the languages were chosen because they represented most of humanity, so I don't know.
This is what they're saying around the edges of the square. Were written in translations to the four ancient languages.
Maybe there's more than what they listed. But the thing I was saying here, though, about this disconnect that people who are religious And I have my religion, personally.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pantheistic viewpoint. But a lot of people say really beautiful things, like this number 9 here on the Georgia Guidestones. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Cool. I totally agree with that. But I also believe in peace.
Yes.
And these people, on one hand, probably believe they do too. Right? Like, if you went up to whoever these people were and you asked them, well, do you guys believe in peace? Well, of course we do. We, you know, we support peace. Okay, how are you going to get to 500 million people left on the planet? Like, how big of a disconnect do you have to understand that you're not going to be able to persuade people to stop having children?
Well, just think about on a smaller level, you're talking to like these elites probably that created these Guidestones. Just like people who join the police, they believe that they're officers of peace, and they don't think about how they're day to day impeding on people's rights and causing more chaos in the world than order. They don't think about that at all. They truly believe to themselves that they are agents of peace.
Yeah, they're not thinking.
People are just like that. If they can, you know,
just like
avoid
the military
thinking, they will.
Just like the military, people think they're fighting for freedom.
Right. Yeah. And like, you know how like they call people who promote peace, all these hippies and stuff, oh, you're the utopians. Like, you want things to be so perfect. Well, dude, what do you think you're trying to do? You think you can bomb yourself to utopia? Like, what's the difference? Like, stop, like, criticizing the people that actually just don't want violence.
I don't think that the world would be perfect if there was suddenly anarchy overnight. But I think that it would be a lot more harmonious than it is now. Because
absolutely,
people would be able to choose the right options for their own lives.
But the
themselves.
Reason why you won't get anarchy overnight is because people don't believe that those ideas are good. They don't believe those ideas are possible. Some people like the idea, but they don't believe they're possible, right? So there's like different levels of belief about the concepts that we might be promoting. We might be promoting the idea of a voluntary society. I don't like the term anarchy myself, personally. I think it's got some negative bomb-throwing connotations
well,
to it.
That's people who don't understand English language is fault.
Well, we were talking with Jay Noon today off the air, and he was using the term non-archist. And I said, well, what's the difference between a non-archist and an anarchist? And he said, there is no difference. It's just that people don't understand anarchy. And so you know, having a different word
I like it.
Might open up a conversation, might allow
like
somebody
that.
To open up their mind for a moment and take a new idea in. Because until you can get to the point where people value the idea of having no state, or the idea of having no central bureaucracy, this monopoly on violence, and how that can get us to more harmony with nature, how that can get us to more harmony between different people of different belief systems and cultures and things like that. Until people can understand and value that concept, we're never going to get to it. It's
right.
Not going to happen.
Right.
And that's why I think what's happening here in New Hampshire is so important, where we actually have people migrating here as part of a movement of people who do share similar beliefs about freedom to come together so we can be more effective together. In fact, we just learned today a news media person contacted me to let me know there's going to be a protest against the Free State Project here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, coming up on Saturday. And I told the news lady, the reporter, I told her, this is proof that the Free State Project has been a tremendous success.
Exactly. This protest against us now. I don't say us, because I don't associate.
Technically,
per
I'm not a Free Stater, but.
Yeah, I
I'm technically a Free Stater. I signed it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ignoring you now.
I support the Free State Project. I buy tickets to their events. You know, I promote what they do.
Sure.
I think they do great work.
I like to volunteer at their events
because
it's the people. It's not so much the organizations, it's the people.
It's the people.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's hammer out number 10 here on this list of the Georgia Guidestones. And, of course, if you want to weigh in, feel free. The number is 603-283-6160.
And, all right, so number 10 is great because it's ironic. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. And it says it again. Leave room for nature. I think they're really stressing that part. And someone's like, okay. They're just following the Guidestones, and they blew it up. And they removed it, and it...
to make more room for nature, right?
Yeah, exactly. Leave more room for nature. Thank you for your service, whoever did that. I don't know. Actually, I don't support what they did.
Why do people believe that...
if it's private property. I don't support it, but still.
Why do people believe that humans aren't nature?
I know. We are nature, so give me some room, bruh.
There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number 603-283-6160. We've been discussing the Georgia Guidestones. They are now no longer in existence. Been destroyed, demolished, after someone planted a bomb on one of the stones. I think it was yesterday, early morning. And And since then, they've been demolished completely. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Joa.
And Joa, you've been going through the list of the inscriptions on these guidestones. We did get through all 10 of them. The first one being the most outrageous, I think, of all of them, and that is that they want to see the humanity, whoever this mysterious group is that created these guidestones, because it is a secretive organization, apparently, that they want to see humanity reduced to 500 million in population.
They're so boast to put it on stones in public, or, yeah. I mean, in a public access.
It's very brazen, for sure.
Yeah.
So if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us. I do want you to know about Freedom Fest. We'll get to Freedom Fest here in a bit, but Lifetime Liberty. There's two different festivals coming up. Freedom Fest is right around the corner, starting next week on the 13th. And a little ways down the line, October 21st through the 23rd, the Liberty in Our Lifetime Festival that's happening, festival's not the right word, convention. It's at the Free Cities Foundation annual conference happening in the city of Prague, October 21st through the 23rd. They're going to showcase autonomous cities and intentional communities springing up around the world that are offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. And their conference theme is Parallel Structures for Progress. They'll be exploring physical developments and parallel structures emerging in education and finance that offer alternatives for people looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in their future. So if you want to save 20% on your tickets there, use code FTL20 over on their site, lifetimeliberty.com. When you sign up, it's code FTL20 to save 20%. Again, head over to Prague. You'll get to meet Mark Edge, our co-host. He's going to be speaking at the event there, October 21st through the 23rd in Prague. Lifetimeliberty.com with code FTL20 to save that 20%. We go to Sam. He's on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Bonnie, and Joa.
Yeah, I was just wanted to comment on that ninth one you were talking about, the word peace, in terms of why do people have this tie to anarchy of, like, violence and bomb throwing and versus the word voluntarist, like I agree with you, that people don't have a tie to?
Well, the answer I would think is pretty clear. It's the mainstream media. Popular culture.
Mind control.
Yeah, it tends to use the term anarchist whenever there's a report about somebody who's trying to burn a building down or trying to, you know, kill somebody or whatever. There's always some sort of, they love to tie anarchy with violence. And a lot of times they may even have like an undercover cop or some sort of agent of the state who's actually instigating that violence and doing things like spraying a anarchy logo somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think Antifa all are. They're all masked people who come from out of town to go into cities and bomb small businesses and stuff like that. Maybe like a small amount, but at least that started by the state.
It's still bark, no bite when it comes to Antifa.
But are they even claiming to be anarchists, the Antifa people?
You always hear that in the news.
They're mixed in with them.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see like Antifa in all black, but then you'll see like supposed anarchists with the, you know, the very logo-esque, the anarchy kind of paint splatter type logo on them in red, and right next to them in all black. So, do they consider themselves anarchists? I don't know. But back to what his question was, is that, you know, it's about power. And, like, if you have certain kinds of power, you have to be secretive and to maintain that power. So, decompartmentalize all the aspects of war, and there's a lot of people depending on you in secret. And that's why they do all this war. It's a way for them to secretly funnel all the money up to the top.
Sure. Yeah, the military-industrial complex gets a huge amount of money out of...
It's the number one on the budget every year.
Wars. Sam?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just crazy, the military-industrial complex thing you're talking about, but honestly, Bonnie, you're talking about Antifa, I think most of them are far-left progressives. Maybe some of them are undercover agents, like you're saying.
Well, I don't know, I just don't ever see... I just went to their website, to their Wikipedia to see what, you know, Wikipedia says they are. And the second paragraph has the word anarchist in it.
Yeah.
It says they're individuals involved in the movement tend to hold anti-authoritarian, anti-capitalist, and anti-state views and subscribing to a range of left-wing ideologies. But I don't know anybody in real life who is anti-state, anti-capitalist and anti-authoritarian and wants to go bomb a small business. That doesn't; those things don't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's funny is, like, I was thinking about, you know, Bernie Sanders. And he's like one state over, right?
Yep.
He says he's anti-war. He votes sometimes anti-war. But he always ends up going toward his constituents, which most of them make weapons in Vermont.
I bet you he didn't vote against the money going to Ukraine.
No, he did not. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, yeah.
I don't have the voting list in front of me, but I put money on it.
Yeah.
Sam, thanks for the call tonight, man. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, weapons made in Vermont? Somebody?
Yeah, they have a military base in Vermont, in Burlington.
And but I think he's asking are there weapons manufacturing going on there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're private weapons manufacturers and that sort of thing.
But I'm saying, like, who specifically?
I couldn't tell you. I know there's Raytheon. I'm pretty sure Raytheon.
They're in Vermont?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I know that New Hampshire's got BAE, which is one of them.
We have Sig Sauer, right?
Well, I wouldn't call them. I mean, they make guns for average people. I think we're talking about, like, military weaponry.
I guess the category that would fall in is, like, public-private, whereas, mm-hmm. like, there are companies that are private that only make things for the
government.
For the government,
yeah. Like
they're
bombs
completely
and
contracted.
Jets and things like that. Thank you, Sam, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The number here is 603-283-6160. Yeah, and that's the problem with a lot of these quote-unquote anarchists who are really not anti-state, even though some might claim to be anti-state. Mm-hmm. What they actually mean is they're anti-this state. They don't like the current status mm-hmm. of the state. They want their system to be forced down everyone's throats, whatever the hell that would be. And it would probably be, you know, some socialist democracy or whatever. So unless you're against all states...
It's kind of like the Anti-Federalist Papers.
You're not anti-state.
Like, listen to this word. It says, a majority of individuals involved are anarchists, communists, and socialists who describe themselves as revolutionaries. And it's just like, they, just in that sentence, they mix together communism, socialism, and anarchy as if it's all the same,
same thing
or
not
even remotely similar. You can't be an anarchist and be a communist or a socialist.
Nope. And their argument would be like, Antifa's mindset, not a political, you know...
That sounds pretty political to me.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. But that's the wiki doesn't speak for them now, does it? Do they?
Well, I mean, if you're an Antifa and you want to call in tonight to talk about it, you're certainly welcome to join us at 603-283-6160.
I agree with Joa that it's kind of one of those things that, to me, it seems like, oh, bark and no bite. I've never heard of anyone in my life actually be an Antifa member. I've never seen somebody say they supported them.
Actually, I take that back about Wiki. Reason did a small video on YouTube about how Wiki, all the political stuff, is run by leftists. Mm-hmm. But like things like sports and maybe other things that are not political are run by everyone else.
There's more on the way. If you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves on free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News. The former Cleveland police officer who shot and killed 12-year-old Tamir Rice in 2014 abruptly resigned from a tiny police department in rural Pennsylvania. That is less than a day after the news of his hiring broke. Timothy Lohman was set to serve as the force's sole police officer in the township, which has a population of roughly 700. It was reported that Lohman changed his name when applying. Rice's family, along with others, slammed the decision to hire Lohman, calling it a, quote, game of whack-a-mole. The former officer tried to get back into law enforcement and was unsuccessful in Ohio in 2018. This is USA Radio News. There has been a declaration of invasion along the borders of different counties in Texas.
Texas counties along the U.S. southern border are declaring an invasion of illegal immigrants in hopes it will force the federal government to secure the border. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says he's confident the state will get the resources it needs.
I think that people across the country understand we have to protect our borders. And I think that if we need help and we make the call for help, we'll get it. I mean, the reality is we're paying for a lot of this ourselves, and we're going to need the rest of the nation to help us and understand that this is an expensive proposition, but it's well worth investing in.
Apple has a new feature for iPhones called Lockdown Mode. It's intended for high-profile users such as politicians and activists who may be targeted by state-sponsored hackers. Lockdown Mode turns off several features in order to make it less vulnerable to spyware. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Looks like there's a protest planned for this Saturday here in New Hampshire. And normally I wouldn't tell you about that because, well, there's plenty of protests that go on in New Hampshire. But this one's pretty interesting because it's already getting press. Normally, when people go out to Keene Central Square, it's just sort of a regular occurrence. I mean, it's not really something that stirs up news coverage. But this one is. And so the fact that the anti-Free State Project protest is being covered by the mainstream media, in this case the Union Leader, which is the largest newspaper in the state of New Hampshire, that the fact that they're covering this thing in advance is an indication that this is a pretty important event. And it is, because the Free State Project is being targeted by a group of Democrats, specifically in this case the Cheshire County Democrats, who are planning what they're calling an anti-Free State Project protest for Saturday afternoon to call out project members who run for office as Republicans and sometimes Democrats to subvert what the Democrats call quote-unquote common good policies across the state.
So they're trying to say that Free Staters shouldn't, you know, subvert undercover go into the Republicans and run as Republicans, but they're also trying to say that Free Staters are far right.
Well, we're going to get into that coming up here in a moment. I think you're right. They do actually say in their flyer that they cooked up for this, because the reporter in this case from the Union Leader actually sent it to me. It says here, it's a rally to take back New Hampshire from the far right and the Free State Project. And they put quotes around the Free State Project.
Maybe my sign's going to say anti-slave state.
Love it. All right, so we'll talk more about this coming up here in moments. But first, Major Payne is on the line. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, guys. Hey. I got a couple of goodies for you. But real quick, I want to just say that as far as the BLM, Black Fly Splatter, I think these guys have shot their wad. I don't think they have any standing to talk about anymore.
Okay. We weren't talking about Black Lives Matter, but... I will say this.
You're talking about Antifa.
That's not fair. That's not a fair statement. The Black Lives Matter was the summer of 2020. There was a lot of press surrounding, of course, the strangling of a man in, where the hell was that?
Minneapolis.
Thank you. Minneapolis. George Floyd.
George Floyd.
And people were rightfully upset about that, and they are rightfully upset about police violence and police abuse of peaceful people. Now, the one thing I didn't agree with when it came to a lot of those protests was they only seemed to care about police violence. Some of the protesters only seemed to care about police violence against black people, and I think there's police violence against all people that's happening out there. Police will murder you if you don't do what they tell you to do in the order that they tell you to do it in, or
whatever. It just doesn't always make the news.
Well, yeah, it doesn't always. Certainly not in the same way if it's like a white cop killing a black guy. There's no doubt that's more likely to make headlines.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, it happens every day. It doesn't make the news every single time.
It certainly doesn't make national news. I mean, usually a cop shooting a person will probably get a headline in a local newspaper. I mean, that's probably
going to happen. I'm just saying, I think Antifa kind of consumed BL, or, you know, Black Lives Matter. They kind of morphed.
Did you ever go to one of the Black Lives Matter rallies?
I saw they were marching down the street here in town when I was working on a job one day. I saw them go by about a block and a half away. It was just a bunch of teenage kids with signs, hollering crazy.
I went to a protest that turned out to be a Black Lives Matter rally.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't how it was advertised to me. It was advertised to me as an abolish the police rally.
Did you feel like Antifa took over the rally?
I didn't see any Antifa. No. The biggest crowd I've ever been in my life, completely filling the streets of downtown San Antonio, and it never got violent, not one bit.
Yeah, that was my experience here in New Hampshire as well, where I attended more than one Black Lives Matter rally, and I didn't see any visible Antifa. They might have been there, but they certainly weren't like, you know, leading the rally or anything like that.
I've been to Black Lives Matter protests in Providence. And I was assaulted by somebody, but that's he wasn't even black. And
there was, what was it over?
So I guess some lady got on the, like, there was a, you know, letting people speak about, you know, the oppression from the police, and we're right in front of the Providence police station. And one of the one lady got up, and she wasn't black; she was white, and she was talking about how her son got beat up by a cop, and her son's white, and they're like. Someone was, like, yelling at her and saying, oh, well, it doesn't matter. We're here for black people. And, like you were saying,
so
it's about everybody.
Yeah.
And then somebody else was defending her and her what she had to say. And then the next thing you know, they're attacking this person. And then I'm defending both of those two people because I'm trying to speak out. I'm not going to just let one person speak out. I'm going to be the third person. And then next thing you know, I'm being pushed out of the protest. And the cops are all right there. You know, dozens of cops.
Did nothing
about it.
Yeah, so some people are so dumb, like, they want to be out there protesting about the current thing, quote-unquote, but they don't actually have any morals. Like, my sister actually just got assaulted at an abortion, pro-abortion rally in Austin, Texas. There was a man who pushed her up against a car, and she had, like, a bruise. She called the cops over that, which is dumb, but if it's true, the story that she told, then a man went to protest for the rights of women in the streets of San Antonio and assaulted a woman.
Yeah, so,
people are so stupid.
To go back to your point, Major, about Black Lives Matter, I think there's something that needs to be clarified, and that is that there's Black Lives Matter, the movement of individuals, and then there's Black Lives Matter, the organization of communists. And so
that's the one my beef is with.
Okay, well, that's the thing. You got to be clear, right? Because when I was down at Black Lives Matter, the protests that happened here in New Hampshire, I'm sure there were some commies that were there, but the messaging, at least here in Keene, which, like you said, Bonnie, it was the biggest protest I've ever seen in Little Keene, New Hampshire. There must have been 300 people in a square that gets busy with 150. I mean, it was packed. And but the messaging was all anti-cop, pro-police accountability, that kind of stuff. Yeah. People telling their stories about being abused by the police. And it was not Black Lives Matter communist propaganda at all in that particular case. So just to be clear, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The number is 603-283-6160. Because I agree when it comes to police violence, police being out of control, police being corrupt, police killing innocent, peaceful people. And I can certainly acknowledge that brown and black people are killed more often by, you know, far as per capita or whatever, than other people by the police. But that doesn't mean the cops aren't out there killing all kinds of different colors of people.
And I would say generally that, you know, brown or black people are oppressed more in general, on all kinds of levels, like just going to the DMV, going, you know, just trying to get any sort of redress or grievances, applying for permits or licensing, all these hoops they make us go through. Those laws were not written for white people. They were written for slaves.
Yeah, and that's
and
why
now
cops
everyone
came about.
Falls under these laws. Go ahead.
Oh, that's why cops became a thing, because they were supposed to be runaway
slave catchers.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, and you're pointing out here, Joa, that now everyone's a slave. Right? They've expanded slavery.
Yeah, and it's like, as if we're supposed to make black people free first, you know, and that's what they're trying to say, you know, like, Black Lives Matter, worry about the rest later. And, like, I disagree with that, and I'm going to get a lot of flack from that, but you know what? The truth is that everyone, it doesn't matter what skin color you are, we're all bleeding red. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that really matters, is that we're all humans with a heartbeat.
Humans matter. That's a great point. Yeah, it'd be great if we could get past race and just see people as individual human beings who have rights. Mm-hmm. And the only way we're getting to that point is by talking about it.
I'll tell you what, blue lives don't matter.
There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. I want to get into what's happening here. There's this protest scheduled here in New Hampshire. It's people who are anti-free state project. And I want you to ask yourself, if you're a libertarian activist, has your movement where you live ever been protested by the status quo?
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phone's open if you want to join in here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by some of the great supporters of this program, like Nathan, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS Patreon. And Nathan is silver level, which is all we ask for, is $5 a month. And he's helping us out over there at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind the show financially and get some cool benefits. We definitely appreciate the support. Thank you, Nathan. You can go to amps.freetalklive.com to find our Patreon there. Get signed up with your PayPal, your debit card, or your credit card. Once again, it's amps.freetalklive.com. So we're looking forward to an event we just found out today. Is going to be happening on Saturday. The mainstream media is already covering this. Now, the Free State Project has seen a series of protests, anti-Free State protests, that have been happening all across the state. I have not heard of one getting press attention at all prior to now, certainly not in advance of the event actually happening. So this could be the big one.
Hashtag winning.
Exactly. And the reason why this is winning is because when you're over the old saying is you don't take flack unless you're over the target. If you're not making people angry, you're not doing it right.
I tell you, I got some trolls in the chat right now.
Oh, they're always in
there. I wasn't going to recognize them, but I wanted to say this. But, you know, until I had trolls, like,
you were nobody.
Like, that means you've made a certain level where there's haters that are passionate enough to follow every single move you make.
Yeah.
I think a lot of feds or, you know, actual cops or cop family or something like that. And I think a lot of the trolls online are literally paid to sit there and be trolls because who would waste their time like that?
Cop suckers, you know?
There are cop suckers
out think
there.
That you're right, though, Bonnie. I think some amount of them are actual paid people. Now, who's paying them, whether it's the police or some other anti-freedom organization or whatever, that's up for speculation.
Because
obviously
they
last they're never
3 hours a night. It's every single night.
Yeah, every single night these people are in there. In the same way, whenever you go live on Breaking the Flaw, which is your channel where you do police accountability and government accountability stuff, it's on Odyssey, so check out Joa over there. But as soon as you hit
Thank
that go-live button, man, They just come on in from wherever it is they come from.
Bring it on. Yeah. You know, more viewers. I love it, guys. You guys are making money.
It just helps the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. And if you're going to do it, go to my Odyssey channel.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Odyssey.
You're on YouTube too, right?
Yeah, but don't do that. Video.freetalklive.com takes you to our Odyssey channel, so you hit the subscribe button there and then just search for Breaking the Flaw, and that'll take you right over to Joe's channel. So, but you're right. If you don't have haters, you're not as effective as you could be.
Yeah.
You've got to... when you get those haters, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, you can't let them get to you. You can't let them, tweak you or whatever. You can't obsess over them. And that said, I do plan to go to this particular protest because, why wouldn't we want to counter-protest a protest?
They're crying out.
They want attention.
Let's give them the attention that they want.
Yeah, and ultimately, the reason why we want to go to this isn't to... I don't want to fight with these people, okay? I'm not interested in that.
No.
I hope nothing like that happens.
No, it's going to be a bunch of elderly people. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not going to be Antifa or anybody like that. It's going to be... If there's anyone there under the age of 40, I will be shocked. Mm-hmm. This is the Cheshire County Democrats. It's a bunch of white hairs that, you know, meet in a room once a month and plot the end of civilization or whatever, right? So they're going out, and the reason to go to this is to get documentation that it happened, right? I want to go and get a picture. I want to see their signs. I want to see the creativity or what, if there is any. Because so far, these anti-Free State Project events have been pathetic.
I like to hear their argument, too. Like,
if they're willing to even talk. They may not even be willing to speak to you.
Well, I think a big reason we should show up is because we need to have signs saying what we're actually about, because this is basically just a smear campaign. They want to say, that flyer that they put out basically insinuates that Free State Project members are far right, you know? That's an absolute lie. It couldn't be any further from the truth.
But here's the thing. When you show up and you talk to these anti-freedom groups, almost every single time, the lower people in the group, the non-leader types, they will defer. They'll say, I can't talk to you about that. You need to talk to my leader over here. My
spokesperson. Protest. I love those.
Yes. and it's perfectly on display in the movie Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember that. Yes. Yep.
In that particular movie, for those that haven't seen it, Derek Jay goes to a college in Plymouth, actually, and they're having a protest against guns on campus. And he sees that happen because there was supposed to be a pro-guns on campus event that day. So students were quote-unquote protesting against it.
Mm. Like
and so
four?
He walks up to this one, four or five. He walks up to one of them and he just starts asking him questions about, what's your sign about, right? And the kid starts answering the questions for a minute.
Like having a really
friendly conversation.
Yeah.
And then, the handler, right?
And then the teacher comes over, and she, tugs on his shirt or whatever, and she says, we're having a silent protest today.
He probably whispered in his ear, it's like, I'm going to give you a B.
Well, I don't think that happened, at least in front of the cameras, but...
No, I know, but, why else would this kid be doing this?
He admitted it was a class assignment.
In the conversation.
I'm not too far off.
This is why it was supposed to be a silent protest, because she doesn't want the media to know that it's a total sham.
That the kids don't know why they're protesting what they're protesting?
They didn't even make the signs themselves. Hmm. The teacher made the signs. She did the work.
Grassroots efforts.
Yeah. That's really
gross.
Top down. Right.
That reminds me of, the Hillary, when Hillary was running in, I think it was 2008, I believe. But, she had a rally, and there was this, I remember seeing the same person painting all these grassroots-looking signs, but it was obviously made by the same person. Yeah. You're not hiding anything.
Well, now, look, there's nothing wrong with making extra signs for a protest, right? That's a good plan, because...
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
If we call for a protest this weekend... And we want people to show up.
Yeah.
We can't expect them to bring their own signs.
No.
They're just not going to. You have to have signs for people at a protest.
But this was the campaign.
But this was the woman who is in charge of these people. So this isn't a This isn't a grassroots thing at all.
Right,
this is
right.
Teacher says we have to go do this if we want to get a good grade or we want to get bonus points
and,
or whatever.
And God forbid you try to go against your teacher's politics if it's a class assignment.
So she went and used her power over these individuals to encourage them, quote unquote, to participate in this. And that's totally different.
That's the system that they use. Sorry, go ahead.
If he would have continued his conversation with Derek J could have, you know, convinced him he was on the wrong side. So she couldn't have that.
No.
Exactly.
You can't use logic. You just got to have control.
That's why my prediction is tomorrow, if you go and you try to talk to some of these protesters.
It's not tomorrow, right?
Thank you. It's not tomorrow. It's Saturday. If you go and you try to talk to some of these people, they're going to blow you off. They're going to say, you need to talk to our spokesperson.
Well, if they're listening now, and maybe some of them are, and they know that we're going to be showing up because we said so, just don't be that kind of person. Have a, you know,
have an opinion.
Yeah, have an opinion. A free
be willing
thought
to talk
on
about
your
it.
Own. Even if you're wrong, you got to be okay with being wrong sometimes. And that, you know, you only learn from others and from learn for yourself is, you know, by making mistakes. You don't always get it right the first time. And you might be passionate about something, but might as well listen because there's no logic in what you're doing.
You're only going to know that you've gone wrong by talking to people who disagree.
That's right.
And that is going to be, again, if this is anything like a lot of these top-down protests, that is going to not be allowed. Oh, we're not going to talk today. And the same thing happened years ago with the Free Keen protest here that happened against freekeen.com, which is my blog site. This was like 2014. When I first heard about this, she had the news reporter who clued me in, she wanted comment for the story that I'll share with you here in a moment. She had said that it was an anti-Free Keen event. When I called her up, I was like, there hasn't been an anti-Free Keen protest since 2014. What did we do? And it turns out it's actually an anti-Free State Project protest that's going to be happening for the first time in Keene Central Square coming up this Saturday. But the anti-Free Keen one was the same way. If you walked up and talked to those people, they would not comment. They were told by whoever their organizer was to not speak to anyone else when they come up to speak to you because they don't have an opinion. They're just there because someone told them to go, or they're mad at us for X, Y, or Z, but they don't have anything defensible to say. They
probably get a gift card. I'm just kidding.
Who knows?
And just like the gun buybacks, they get gift cards.
It's not unheard of.
A lot of people just love to be hateful. They don't know why they don't like Ian, and they just don't like Ian. I mean, as far as the anti-Free State Project people in Keene, a lot of them just don't like Ian for no reason.
I don't know if there's going to be anti-Ian stuff tomorrow. It doesn't seem like that kind of an event. This, I think, is going to focus on the Free State Project. So I'm very interested to see how this goes.
It's iffy.
We'll tell you more about it coming up here in Hour 3.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.